You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I'm not sure of our position on that particular bill, so I can't comment on that right now.
It's a kind of bird. This is the bird they're endorsing for Bird of the Year.
The Wire.
Oral submissions to the Select Committee on the Divisive Treaty Principles Bill began this week on Monday. This comes after the bill's submission deadline was extended earlier this month and over 300,000 written submissions were made. The committee is set to listen to 80 hours of submissions over the next month from a variety of academics, legal experts, activists, community groups, and more. Among those who have voiced support of the bill in oral submissions thus far are ACT Party leader David Seymour, Curia Market Research, and Hobson's Pledge. Among those who have spoken against the bill are Te Hungaroa Māori, the Māori Law Society, Lady Tureiti Moxon, former treaty negotiations ministers, and groups such as Asians for Tino Rangatiratanga. I spoke to Professor of Māori Studies at the University of Auckland and Te Tiriti o Waitangi expert, Margaret Mutu, about this, asking firstly about what her expectations were going into this week.
Well, I was expecting that those who were invited to present orally would be in proportion to the numbers of those opposed and those supporting. Now, the week before submissions actually closed, we were told a figure of 300,000 submissions. And that is still the figure that I'm hearing in the Select Committee, and yet there was another week. Now, very informally, I have been told that there are, in fact, more than 400,000 submissions. And also very informally, I have been told that nearly 80% of those are opposed to the bill. Now, I also know from having a background in statistics that there are things that we used to call lies, lies and statistics. So I have no doubt whatsoever that there is some manipulation of the counts of those submissions going on, that the committee is not releasing the number of submissions in support as opposed to the number opposed. I then have a look at the number of people who are presenting, and I'm a bit stunned about the fact that it's almost 50-50 opposed and supporting. Now, what I am seeing of those who are supporting the bill is that a lot of them are exposing the racism and the white supremacy that is usually hidden in this country. So what this bill has done has emboldened racists who, some of them are quite unashamed in the hatred that they are portraying against Māori, portraying us as all sorts of horrible ways of describing us and presuming to be able to speak for us when they know absolutely nothing about us and are woefully uninformed or misinformed about the history of this country, about what Te Tiriti o Waitangi actually says. And one of them who I heard today really stunned me, and that was a judge in the district court. His name was Judge David Harvey. And when I listened to him, effectively blaming Māori for everything that is wrong with us and it's all our fault, it is no wonder that 52% of the prison population is Māori when they come in front of a judge like that. So I'm hearing a great deal of racism in the Select Committee, but I am also hearing some very good analysis, very good reminders from those who oppose the bill, who set out exactly what Te Tiriti is about. I'm a little bit disappointed that not more of the submitters opposed have said, why on earth are you dealing with principles in the first place? You've got a treaty there that is very, very clear, and you just use the wording of Te Tiriti o Waitangi. Professor Jane Kelsey did make a specific point around that, and a couple of others did as well. But I would have expected more to have said that. However, one of the more recent ones I heard was from doctors, and the way in which equity has been left out and replaced with equality, and explaining that if she was to treat, for example, a six-month-old baby the same as a 12-month-old, a 12-year-old boy, the same as a 30-year-old woman, the same as an 80-year-old man, then she would probably kill them, kill at least some of them, if she treated them all equally, because you cannot treat people equally. You need to take into account their circumstances. So that's the one that people keep trotting out, is that we're all equal under the law. We are not.
To kind of add on to what you're saying there, and you definitely signalled at some of these in that answer, but so far, what have been some of the key standing arguments or themes that have emerged from those in support of this bill?
The fact that Māori should have no say in what goes on in this country, that Māori were never of a capability to be able to enter into a treaty. So really, they don't want Māori having any say in anything that goes on in this country. And for Māori to have a say means that they have a privilege that is unjustified. In other words, what they are saying, and I don't think they realise this, what they are saying is that the only ones who are entitled to any privilege in this country are Pākehās. Yeah, it's very, very racist.
And I guess on the other side of that, what have been some, and you've signalled these a bit, but what have been some of the key standing arguments or themes that have emerged from those opposing the bill?
So those opposing the bill are very clear that the bill in no way at all has any, you know, reflects anything that's in Te Tiriti or Waitangi. And in actual fact, it is the exact opposite of what Te Tiriti or Waitangi says. What they're saying is that Te Tiriti or Waitangi is the reason why non-Māori were invited into this country, and the Queen of England was given the responsibility for stopping their lawlessness, that without Te Tiriti or Waitangi, Pākehā would have no right to be in this country at all. So why would you want to redefine a treaty that allowed you to be in this country in the first place? They're also, of course, very angry that it strips out the legal recognition of being Māori in this country. So the ACT Party person keeps asking whether that you have a special right on the basis of your race. He keeps asking people that. And the answer coming back from those who oppose the bill is that, well, some of them are not quite as clear as this, but some of them have been very clear that all Te Tiriti did was preserve the rights that were already there. They did not give Māori right that were new. All it did was preserve what was already there. They also tried to imply that Pākehā don't have rights under the treaty, and that bemused even some of those opposed to the bill who said, but the British had rights as British citizens anyway. What are you talking about?
And David Seymour remains optimistic that the bill will still pass at some point in the future, despite all other political parties, including ex-coalition partners, having already confirmed they will vote against the bill at its second reading. Given the oral submissions, which of course reflect the support and opposition of the bill, do you think that this bill could pass at any point in the future?
The answer to that question depends on whether there is political mileage for a particular political party to make out of getting this bill through. It has really very little to do about whether this is fair or just or reflects the wishes of this country. If a particular party can gain votes from pushing this through the House, it will do so. I see that and the lack of principle and the lack of integrity that is in each of the parties in the House, and particularly the ones in government at the moment. Māori have completely lost confidence that there is integrity. We hear what the Prime Minister is saying, that he will not allow it to go through to law now. We hear New Zealand First saying that. We don't believe them. We'll believe it when we see it. Will it come into being in future years, perhaps? Again, it will depend on whether that gives those parties' votes. It has nothing to do whether it is the right thing to do or not, as we have seen with the American elections recently.
That was Professor of Māori Studies at the University of Auckland, Margaret Mutu, speaking to me about the oral submissions on the Treaty Principles Bill starting this week.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.